Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This morning's right here on KNSS.
Do I like the direction that our country is headed in? I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us. It's a beautiful day.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. Three big things.
Three.
Congress moving ahead with tax overhaul bill.
Two.
Kansas Legislative Committee to begin working on school funding after Supreme Court ruling that it's inadequate.
One.
Wichita Police investigate three weekend homicides. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic here on the Monday commute. We do have a burglary in progress in Hayesville. Police heading to that scene in the 8,000 block of South Meade, checking out a burglary. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Ted Woodward.
Partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 63 degrees. Partly cloudy, windy, and cool tonight. The overnight low, 26. Tuesday, sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high only, 49. Now a cloudy sky, 63 degrees. South wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. And sometime later on today, probably this afternoon, that wind will shift. And it'll be coming out of the north instead of the south. And you know what that means. It's going to be cooler.
Get out the comforter.
Yeah. A man suspected of breaking into a northern Michigan home left a big clue. The toilet seat was down. Police say a Traverse City resident who lives alone figured something wasn't right at his house.
Commode
Why?
Clue.
Why? He told investigators that he typically keeps the toilet seat up. They checked it out. Sure enough, police found a 26-year-old man passed out in the garage. The resident tells the Traverse City Record Eagle the intruder appeared to be intoxicated and had taken prescription drugs from the home. So, you got to see, he left a seat up or down. Anyway, this gentleman knew how, he knew his house. He knew if
something's
wrong
here.
He left
the toilet seat down. So maybe he did a number two and then went and passed out in the garage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that was it. A family made an unusual discovery inside the bathroom of their North Seattle apartment last week. A snake hiding in their toilet.
No.
Family called police after a child found the four-foot snake.
Whoa, oh, man.
Officers helped remove the snake, and personnel with the Pacific Northwest Herpetological Society picked it up. Society officials say the snake appears to be a ball python, a non-venomous constrictor that is a popular pet among reptile fans. Though rare, reports of snakes being discovered in toilets, not unheard of. A Kansas City, Kansas family found a ball python inside their toilet in 2015. And similar incidents have been reported in Australia, Thailand, and elsewhere. Every now and then, we'll get a report. And of course, we share it with our listeners right here with Steve and Ted whenever we find a snake in the commode. CVS is confirming that it's buying Aetna for $69 billion in a deal that will help the drugstore chain reach deeper into customer health care and protect a key client. CVS buying Aetna. The average price of a gallon of regular-grade gasoline dropped 7 cents nationally over the past 2 weeks to $2.54. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey said Sunday, the spike comes despite a jump in oil prices. The current gas price is 34 cents above where it was a year ago. Gas in San Francisco was the highest in the contiguous United States at an average of $3.26 a gallon. Lowest Tulsa, Oklahoma, at $2.18 a gallon. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we have a new Cargill plant planned for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, construction on Cargill's new $90 million Wichita plant beginning in the next few weeks. The company plans a 42,000-square-foot facility in the 1400 block of North Moseley. It'll produce biodiesel. The plant will replace an existing edible oil refinery, company expecting the new plant to be online January 2019. Ritchie Development starting work on a new housing addition. It's called Brookfield at 37th Street North in Greenwich, Ritchie's first new housing development since the province in 2015. There will be 196 lots in Brookfield. Construction of the model homes expected to begin this week. And the talk about CIA Director Mike Pompeo being named Secretary of State may pay dividends for Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell says the discussion shows that Wichita produces good leaders. And he says when Wichita's mentioned in those national conversations, it helps bring attention to the city and its efforts to recruit talent to area companies. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, once again, a very happy birthday, Steve. I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, sir. It's if somebody said, I don't like birthdays, on the other hand, consider the alternative. So
that's right.
Today is, I don't know if this is an honor of my birthday, today is National Sock Day.
Ah, well, yes. Obviously, yeah.
Recognizes
obviously, the connection is clear.
No, it's not. They're recognizing the rarest of all lasting unities, the marriage of matched socks.
Yep.
When they manage wash after wash, dry after dry, to somehow keep finding each other through all the chaos, a celebration is certainly in order. Matched socks.
I'm still waiting for the return of tube socks to become popular again.
Did you
with
have
the three stripes and they go all the way up to the knee?
Heck yes.
Yeah, my son used to wear
love
those.
Love it.
Huh. When I was a kid, oh yeah, I had tons of tube socks.
Oh really?
Had to have them.
Different colors to match the outfit.
Mm. Yeah.
Good look.
Well, you know,
my
and
coaching shorts.
Yeah, there's one for you.
Well, yeah, when's National Coaching Shorts Day?
That's what we need. That's what
we
need.
You got to come back, man.
I had several pairs of those babies.
Those polyester coaches shorts with the big Sansa belt.
Pretty short, too, you know. And of course, I played slow-pitch softball.
Good look.
Everybody was wearing those.
Good look.
The coach's short. Boy, my kids used to make fun of me.
Seeing way too much thigh on you on those.
Dad!
Yeah.
Get rid of those. You know? Anyway, coach's short. Yeah, there should be a coach's short day, you know?
Well, we ought to lobby for that.
All right. When's your birthday, Bill? We got to, you know, recognize you when it's.
That's not for a few months. It's February.
Okay. Well,
got a ways to go.
I don't remember when Ted's in. It was sometime in the fall, I believe, right, Ted?
Late summer.
See?
Yeah.
See?
August.
There you go. August.
Very good.
August, yep.
But thinking back, I mean, so somebody was asking, what was your favorite birthday present you ever got?
Ooh, good question.
And
wow.
I can't think of a darn thing. Can you? I mean, oh, yeah, I can. I was 6 years old, and I was a student at Willard Grade School in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom got me a Mickey Mouse guitar. Mickey Mouse Club was mine. It was red.
Yeah.
It was shaped like Mickey's head, and it had a little crank on it, so I didn't have to really know anything. I just cranked the music.
That's right. Just cranked the music.
Cranked the music. The Mickey Mouse guitar.
Very nice.
Wow. First,
my brothers broke that in about 18 minutes.
Right.
I don't know where it is now. It's in the junk pile.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. KNSS News at 9, 3 weekend homicides in Wichita. We'll tell you all about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.